The Art of Work, Readings from the Scroll. During this next month, the month of April, I will be sending you a link each day to another chapter of the book I've written called The Scroll. This is the world's first book that puts the wisdom of Ecclesiastes into a story-based format. Tradition tells us that King Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes when he was old, cynical, and he had lost his faith in God. In recent years, however, some have suggested that the author was a wisdom teacher who assumed the role of a king as he explored the path of wisdom. The text claims only to be written by someone named Qohelet, a collector of wise sayings who was on a quest to see if there was anything of lasting benefit to be gained from all our hard work upon the earth. We will never know for certain who Qohelet was, but after he finished his book, someone added these words to his original text. Qohelet was wise, and he passed on his knowledge to the people. He pondered, searched out, and set in order many proverbs. He studied to find just the right words, and what he wrote was honest and true. Those honest words found a place in my life many years ago, and after decades of ongoing reflection, I finally embarked on a new translation of Qohelet's writings. It took many years to complete, and by the time I was done, I had the new translation memorized. So I began to perform that translation, and in the process, also created a theatrical backstory for this person named Qohelet. This eventually grew into the book I will be reading for you over the next 3 weeks. Please note that this is a fictional account of Qohelet, a story intended to give the important words of this ancient sage a new place from which to understand him. The story is not intended to be historically accurate, since it is impossible to know which era Qohelet actually lived in. I have written The Scroll in an attempt to let Qohelet speak to us unencumbered by the traditions and translations that have obscured his message for far too long. As I travel and speak, I refer to Ecclesiastes as the lost book of the Bible, for it is almost impossible to find teaching about Qohelet's wisdom that does not use the book to argue a point that Qohelet completely disagrees with. In fact, Qohelet offers a view into our current iteration of faith and calls many of our established traditions and beliefs into question. Brian McLaren, the author of A New Kind of Christian, said, "Ecclesiastes has an urgent and liberating message for people today. If you read Vance's book, The Scroll, you may feel as I do, that this ancient biblical text could unleash a needed revolution of honesty and good faith in our churches today." Some would suggest that Ecclesiastes can actually give us a new perspective on faith, life, and work, that his wisdom could maybe bring about another reformation. Since I cannot see the future or know what will happen in days to come, I do not know what Qohelet's teachings will do for the church overall. But I do hope that my story of Qohelet, interspersed with his own words, will bring his ancient wisdom to life for you personally. Thank you for listening.